delay. How about hour number four on a Friday? Hope you're having a good one. High of 97 today, coming down to 75 tonight, going up to 98 tomorrow. Hope everybody has a good weekend. Friday the 13th, Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings.
What's your house going to be like tonight?
She's already been watching.
Has she really?
She was watching when I came out.
That's so cute.
Came into the room today. She's working home and getting it done, and she had part four on.
Of Jason?
Oh, yeah.
Or Friday, or, okay.
When I walked in, I said...
Is that the one?
Yeah, I said, what are you watching? And she said, what do you think? What is today? And I went, oh.
What about Freddy Krueger? Any of that?
Friday the 13th. Well, no, not on a Friday the 13th. Got to be specific to the franchise. But yes, does she love Freddy Krueger? Of course.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So Jason's Friday the 13th.
That's correct.
Freddy was in your dreams?
Freddy was Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's right.
Right. And we counted them up today. If you don't count redos, like reboots, there are 11... Friday the 13th movies. There's parts 1 through 8. 8 was Goes to Manhattan. 9 was, I can't remember what it was. 10, he goes to space. It was Jason in space. Jason X.
There's been 10?
There's been 11. Because the 11th one was Jason versus Freddy.
Okay, did she like any of them from 5 on?
Of course.
Okay, well, I'm...
Oh, it's her.
Dumb question.
She likes them all.
Okay.
You could have a movie where...
It's like me eating Japanese food.
You could have
Friday... I'm going to enjoy it.
Friday the 13th, part 12, Jason hits a quilting bee. She wouldn't care.
Okay.
She'd watch. Dude, she watches every season of Big Brother. Every season of Survivor. She's still watching both of those shows. They're in like their 30th seasons.
Those are still going?
Yes. And now she's got the kid addicted to him.
Wow.
The kid loves Big Brother, loves Survivor, does not love Friday the 13th. My kid's not into the gore, but my kid loves those other two shows.
She didn't adopt that.
No. She didn't pass that on for some reason. She's like me. When it comes to the gory stuff, my kid is like me. She doesn't like to be scared. She doesn't like blood. She doesn't want to see any of that stuff.
I don't know how Wendy sleeps at night.
It's like a baby.
No, I don't mean that. I mean sleeping next to you.
Oh,
no,
right.
No, no.
That is a challenge.
You know what I mean? Actually, I would want someone next to me, right?
Right. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's why she's kept me around.
Yeah, she kept you. She's more relaxed.
She's watching too much Friday the 13th. Yeah, so hopefully if you're a superstitious type, maybe you change up a couple things today. I don't know if there are people that actually like think of that and like, oh, man, I can't go
really
out today.
I really can't. I have a black cat, so.
That's true. You do.
Like, I mean, I can't get into that.
Well, you just have to watch yourself around that cat today. Because my granddad was a believer in, you don't let that cat cross your path.
Well, he's crossed my path a million Friday the 13th.
But then, right, as soon as you keep walking, you're done.
Nothing,
you're in trouble.
Nothing happened. He's a sweet being.
You can't walk under ladders. You can't.
I know that. And I don't do that. I don't. I guess it's because it's superstitious.
Right. Broken ladders. Broken glass is one for some people. Can't have broken glass. That's
but then you get that at like a Jewish wedding, don't you?
It's bad luck. Yeah, but you don't see the glass get broken there. That's put inside of something.
Mazel tov.
You step on it, and I think it's a different
BK, thing. Where are you? What do you think BK's up to right now?
BK's never breaking that glass.
250-pounder?
Maybe. BK's never going to break that glass if he has anything to say about it.
No.
He's.
I bet you he gets married.
I thought of BK as I was watching the...
He's driving around like...
I thought of BK on watching the Richard Pryor documentary because Richard ended up with 7 different wives, I think.
He had a lot.
And I thought to myself, you know, there's two ways to go about the Brad Kellner theory of marriage. His way, which he thinks is just don't get married, or the Richard Pryor way, which is don't fully commit to marriage ever. You just marry a bunch of people.
Yeah, Liz Taylor.
Right, exactly. You just go. It's as soon as you get tired of it, just go.
How many marriages... And I know we're probably talking to some of our listeners here. We all have our issues, no doubt. You listen to us every day.
Yeah.
But how many divorces or marriages would you have to have where you're kind of embarrassed to be like, yeah, this is my fourth or fifth wife? To where at some point the person's automatically going to look at you and go, okay, well, you're either picking them wrong, some of this is on you, but you're probably not great at relationships.
In my head.
And that is me saying that.
Right.
But I'm what you are. I know it doesn't fit me. And it's not really something I've ever really wanted. I mean, ever. So I'm better functioning like this.
My number would be three.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could see it. I'm just trying to picture it in my head. There could be circumstances that would lead you to a second one, but there's something about, I'm trying to see myself like at a party talking about my third wife. Yeah, something about that. That would probably start the embarrassment.
Well, the good thing is you may be talking to your fifth wife.
Right.
Down the road.
That could be happening. By the way, quick little story, and I have finished it. It was a documentary I had not seen. Omit the Logic, Richard Pryor. It's incredible. Now, it's not all funny because it's Richard Pryor.
Yeah, there's some to get into the fire and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I've read a lot about that.
They get into a lot of stuff, and the fire story, you get the fire story partially from the guy that was literally with him in the house.
Jeez.
So just some really scary stuff, but it's incredible. And at one point, one of his marriages, they're in Maui. The next morning at 7 a.m., he knocks on the door of agent or whatever. It's like, Richard, what are you doing? It's 7 in the morning. And he said, I want a divorce. He said that to his agent or whatever, basically saying, can you help me out of this? The morning after.
They got married?
Yes.
Oh,
that's how fast he wanted out of one of his marriages.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
That's insane. I love Richard, but that's insane.
Oh, that's some nuts stuff in there.
A lot of those really talented ones are. There's some insanity in there.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. This is The Horn, and we're talking football today. We're only 50 days away from Texas and Maryland. 11 o'clock in the morning up at the Redskins Stadium, 50 days from today. By this time in 50 days, it'll all be done.
It'll be done. Let me give you a Texas name, a wide receiver who maybe we could overlook.
Okay.
And you could have nothing could show up this year, too. Could be one of those where, okay, well, you didn't expect a lot and nothing came.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still, I think, transitioning to that. And I do think there's a skill set, a quickness, a suddenness to him that can be used. And that's Jarrod Hurd.
Yeah. I agree with you. You mentioned him earlier. We were talking during a break, and that's a guy that – and another guy, they have so much talent stacked there. You don't need a ton out of Jarrod Hurd. You're not asking Jarrod Hurd to carry that group.
No.
You're asking him
that's
to
a good
do
point.
Certain things, though. I love the idea of Jarrod Hurd. Now, we also watched a couple situations last year where they got a little weird on trick plays,
mm-hmm.
a little strange. But I like the idea of Jarrod Hurd being a little extra distraction that way.
Yep.
Jarrod Hurd can obviously carry the football if he needs to. Jarrod Hurd is a sure-handed kind of guy. But the more we hear about him, that's another guy I'd like to talk to Tom Herman about on Wednesday when we get a chance to interview him. By the way, we're looking at probably 6 o'clock hour
okay.
from the scheduling I'm hearing. 6 o'clock this time on Wednesday, we hopefully we'll be talking to Tom Herman. But to talk to him about Jarrod Hurd and see, oh, there we go. We're sneezing. Look out. That was one.
Good enough light.
That was one. Not enough light.
We need more light in here.
It was just one. Touch your eyelid.
Did you guys see me looking up?
Is that the key?
He says touch. And then I tried to get real light, and it's just not light enough. That had 6 or 7. Touch my eyelid.
He said touch your eyelid. Have you ever tried that?
No.
Touch my eyelid.
This would be awesome if this worked.
That is weird.
I can feel it.
Come on. Does it work? Is it going to get you to start?
Oh, let's see.
Kevin is a classic multiple sneezer. Normally, he's good for 5 on an average.
With this, I've been 6 or 7.
He felt like he
maybe
was
an 8.
Going 6 or 7. The family record is somewhere around 9.
Amanda, 9. But it's a Sammy Sosa record because it was she's asthmatic.
She corked her nose?
No, she's asthmatic. She was going through a fit.
Oh, an asthmatic.
She threw up a Frito chili pie like an hour later. I'm not counting that. That's Sosa corking the bat with roids. You don't get the family record, Amanda.
No, you don't get
that. That's
me. But the one thing
I could feel it, Wags.
The one thing Jarrod Hurd's one of those guys, too, that from everything I hear about him, and we'll ask Herman about it, too, from what the coaches have said, from what the media has talked about him, this dude has done everything they ask him to do. Everything along the way. Anyone asked him to do. I think if Jarrod Hurd could punt decently, and they asked him to, he'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want it for him. I want 13 to get...
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Some of that is probably with my statement, too, that I'm hoping he can do something.
Yeah, I want it
But there is talent there.
Absolutely. I want it for him, but I also think when you're considering that Jarrod Hurd, on any given play, if he's in the game, if he's a part of a 4-wide receiver set, he might be your 4th option in a 4 set. Maybe in a 5-wide receiver set, you could argue he could be your 5th option
yeah.
on a play. A guy that talented as your 5th option, and again, we're back to maximize everything you've got with the coaches. Make other teams have to look on film and go, wait, who's 13? Who's that guy? And did he just throw that football? And and all that kind of stuff, and do it in good situations, you know, and be aggressive with it. But we, there were a couple times last year where I felt like they, well, they went with little Jordan Humphrey too.
Mm-hmm.
That was what was weird. Little Jordan Humphrey throwing passes when you and I would look at it and say, well, wait a minute, if you're running that play, there's a guy to run that play with.
Probably heard, although I hadn't seen Humphrey throw in practice, and I knew he was a running back in high school, probably played a lot.
Yeah.
He's a talented guy, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. So we're talking...
Gets back to personnel, too.
That's it. It's about to, yeah, use your personnel correctly. Phil Steele's got Texas as the number 11 group of wide receivers in the country. There are obviously talented groups throughout the Big 12. West Virginia gets love. Oklahoma, we've talked about
Baylor
today.
Baylor gets love.
Baylor's is a weird group.
Four opponents are rated ahead of them as a group.
Yes. Those three and USC.
USC.
Rated ahead of them. I'm also noticing when Phil Steele puts together a group of wide receivers. Here's the next step, too, for Texas we always talk about. But when he puts together the groups at the very top, have you noticed they all seem to have a tight end?
Yeah, no, I have. Right? I have, yep.
They all seem
to have. Yeah, because tight ends are included on that.
Right, they all seem to have that extra little deal. Like, the reason he likes Ole Miss is because they have a tight end that they like this year.
And I think what's hinging on him really liking Oklahoma is if Calcavecchia or...
Calcaterra. Mm-hmm. Grant Calcaterra, the sophomore.
I knew it was some city off the Adriatic.
That's right. 6'4". One team we haven't talked about today that is interesting to me for a couple reasons, but what Sean Robinson's going to have at TCU to help him out.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought it up because TCU's the one that I want to talk about here.
Dual threat quarterback. Yesterday when we had Jeff Howe on, he made an interesting point that he thinks they're going to have to change the way they do business. Doug Meacham's in his, second year, I guess, Doug Meacham's gone to Kansas. This is the second year with Cumbie and the new version of them. But they've got a...
Curtis Looper's the co-OC. But
right.
I think that... You get the sense that's Cumbie.
Cumbie's... Right. We all kind of think Cumbie's the deal. Here, I have one question with TCU. Where's your size? Kevontae Turpin's a little dude.
Uh-huh.
Jalen Reagor, who I love. I'm a Waxahachie guy. His dad was on the championship team back in the day. So the fact that I'm watching Monte Rager's kid play makes me feel sick old.
That's crazy.
Right. Jalen's a sophomore, but Jalen's 5'11 and a burner. We've seen Jalen run like deep, deep, deep routes.
Mm-hmm.
He'll run deep ends. He'll run posts.
We know what Turpin is.
But he hasn't really been a short yardage type of guy or an across the field kind of guy. So I want to know, when it's 3rd and 6 and Sean Robinson can't do it with his feet, who's helping him out? Because they lose D'Arce. Do they have another big guy? Because with Dotson a couple years ago, they always had a big target.
Right.
When they whipped Texas,
they had a possession type guy.
When they whipped Texas 50-17, it felt like they had size all over that field. Who's your size, Gary Patterson? Who are you throwing the ball to that has some good size?
So a couple years ago, who could Texas not handle that was on that team? They couldn't handle anyone. They got their asses handed to them. But there's a guy who didn't really show up as much last year who burned Texas 2 years ago.
Hmm.
It's a big part for TCU if they're going to really...
A guy that's still there or a guy that's gone?
A guy that's still there. A guy that they can utilize in certain ways, and his speed definitely got to Texas.
That's Turpin. Yeah.
And Turpin last year, I never got the sense they were able to really utilize him.
No, I think that's fair. That's fair. It's about that's a guy you got to be able to use in a specialized situation.
Yeah, there's a DJ Monroe, DeJay Johnson quality to him.
Yeah, 5'9", 150.
150 and can go. But we're talking jet sweeps, slot type stuff. You want to be able to get him not only with misdirection stuff, but really get him in space if you can.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be your classic receiver at that size.
Yeah, I do see here Jalen Austin is a senior. They have 6'2", 200. Played in 12 games, about a 14-yard average, so not bad. But he wasn't one of their studs necessarily last year. Maybe that's the guy. Maybe it's number two that they're looking to step up. But TCU is interesting. They're clearly one of the better teams in the conference. They play Texas early on in the year in that stretch we've talked about,
mm-hmm.
where they have to come here. So that's a really interesting game, and could be, just from a football standpoint, how much fun could that be if Texas gets those DBs rolling early and TCU brings in young quarterback and some good talent? That could be a nice matchup, because I know you and a lot of Texas fans want to see the matchup with Gary Patterson feel comfortable for you.
Right.
right? You want to start to see Herman and his group going up against Patterson. You know, you got to deal with it every year. You want to come out on the good end of that and start feeling like, hey, we're coaching with Gary Patterson head up.
And don't forget Sonny Dykes, who was there just for a year last year as kind of a special assistant, maybe trying to bridge the whole Meacham departure to Kansas. He's a head coach at SMU. Which I thought that was a good hire.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that.
I had to.
That's right. Sonny's gone.
We're going to have to remind all of us here, get back into the football swing.
We got to have a day soon where we just go over coaches.
Just go over all that.
Where I just say Kevin, and then you just talk.
Lineage.
You talk for 30 minutes, and I'll jump in occasionally.
He was a defensive coordinator for him in 91.
No, but that's how you got to keep up now because it'll be too much by the season.
Yeah.
That's one thing I've learned with the lineage stuff. Get all that stuff done now.
Oh, my drinking game is every time you say coaching tree, I just boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom.
Come on, man. TCU and Ohio State will play September 15th. Don't forget about that game. Can't wait to see what those TCU receivers look like in that ball game.
Yeah,
as well.
I'm just curious to see what TCU looks like. They returned five starters on offense, six starters on defense. They were at 11-3. Gary Patterson's the best coach they've had, certainly modern day coach. I don't know who was coaching them in 39. 18th year there. I mean, you know, he is.
Jimmy McDougan.
Hey, Jimmy McDougan with Scooter Buffalo as the offensive coordinator.
Oh, Scooter could call a play.
Well, they would get going. But they're in that weird spot. And I say weird spot for him that he's comfortable there, but still, you know, he's done a good enough job of staying fresh, and we've seen that with his offense, some of the changes he's made in the Big 12, and some of the changes he's had to make defensively, because that's what his forte is.
We're talking receivers today. More football talk coming up. Right now, though, Kevin's going to talk to you about sleeping.
Yeah, this would be a great weekend to get into Factory Mattress. They're locally owned. They have been since 1977. Their only goal is to provide a great night's sleep at the guaranteed lowest price. You're going to get the lowest price. They've been in here or been in Austin for 40 plus years. The 77 will show you that. So they've been saving us money. My grandma used to go there. Mom goes there. Whole family goes there. So if you're new to Austin, Factory Mattress is where we go. We get the lowest price. You can sleep on it for a year. You get the satisfaction guarantee. If you go in right now, you get the heat event. It's your chance to save on all the latest cool sleeping technology. Go in there and ask about that right fit sleeping technology. It's going to map your pressure points, find out really what you need, what type of support your body needs to get the best night's sleep. You sleep about a third of your life. Obviously, that's pretty important. Military right now gets an extra 10% off, and you get a free memory foam pillow with the purchase of any mattress set if you tell them Kevin from The Horn sent you. It's factorymattresstexas.com. Spot to go.
All right, a couple things on TCU. This shows the sickness. Driving into work today, and all I was thinking about was TCU's offense with what was the cat's name? What was the quarterback's name?
Boykin.
Boykin, thank you. Trayvon Boykin and that offense and what they looked like at their best. They were so impressive. I love
and then thinking about what they can do now.
The versatility of
you
it.
You racist.
And just I'm trying to think of.
No, I know what you're saying.
Going back to a dual threat, does Robinson have enough throwing the ball to get it back to that? Because that group could be scary with how they would call plays. And I know Meacham's gone, but in a 2 or 3 play sequence, they had so many teams just off their heels season.
I felt like they had to protect and did protect Kenny Hill offensively with some of their play calls last year in design and kept him out of some of the things that could get Kenny in trouble. And with Sean, I mean, all I saw was the trip to Lubbock, and I was excited to see him because he was a guy I wanted Texas to get, and TCU got him. I like dual threat quarterbacks. He just wasn't ready, man. So it's almost even hard for me to point on that. What I can tell you is we know that from that point to this point, there needs to be a lot of growth.
Yeah. Another good
if Cumbie can do what he did with Boykin, but we can't get inside their heads. Boykin may read stuff better, anticipate stuff better that's not there for Johnson. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm going to make you feel even better about this schedule because not only do you get that West Virginia thing we talked about earlier where you get them late, I think getting TCU early is good because you're in the early part of Robinson's development, right?
But Thumbs up on that. Good. I like the way your brain's thinking there.
Here's the extra part. 2 straight weeks, you get the USC situation. We talked about the USC thing earlier. You get TCU right after they play Ohio State on a neutral field, and then they have to come to you.
Yeah.
You're at home those 2 games. You play USC at home, and then you play TCU at home. And they're having to travel to you after physical football games.
Yeah, and look, I mean, if you really want to bust some balls here. In 20 days, you have to play three games. One of those is at SMU on a Friday night. Or actually, that'd be 22 days, Kevin, you idiot. But you've got those 3 weeks. They're going to beat SMU. SMU's going to be fired up for that thing.
Rivalry game.
Hey, right.
Frying pan.
Right. It's kind of one of those where it may take more out of you than it should.
So are you saying they're going to be going out of the frying pan and into the mire? There we go. Come
guy.
On.
Look at this guy.
Come on, man.
Wendy, you got a weekend set up for
Woo-hoo!
You, girl.
That.
Nothing but Jason and dad jokes.
You know where that comes from?
What?
My kid was watching Fuller House this morning when I left the house.
Is that still on?
It just turns your brain into a pun machine.
Exactly.
That's all it does.
Turns it into all dad jokes.
It's all it does, man. It's just crazy.
That's still going on, Fuller House.
Fuller House. They have two seasons done, and I think they're working on a third.
What is Kibby or Kimmy or...
Oh, she's there.
She's there?
Yes.
What does she look like as an adult?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad, actually. Yeah, those three girls are not hard to look at. Candace Cameron is obviously attractive.
Yes.
Sweeten, Stephanie, she's turned into a pretty attractive woman.
Really?
With ample.
Oh, she got the boobs.
Talent. And so she's not hard to look at.
And Cameron nodding at me. Yeah, she got
and
some
then,
boobs.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You guys know. And then, but yeah, all the jokes, though, are still the same, man. They are, whew, it is such simple punnery.
Coulier, is he writing?
Maybe. He'll do a guest spot, and occasionally they bring Uncle Jesse
He's
back.
In a commercial, which isn't that bad, and it's he comes out of the couch.
Right, where
seen
they
that
pull
one.
Him out of the cushions.
Yeah
it's not
He's
bad.
Done a good job having fun with it.
Yeah, you got to, I guess.
Well, I don't know. He may have to.
He's a great voice guy, too. I think he's still probably...
I bet he's probably made some money off that.
Yeah, he's out there throwing voices on cartoons probably that we don't know about. Because there's a lot of cartoons out there now.
It's like watching Mr. Show, and you see Tom Kenny, and it's like... You know, and you see all these other really talented people, Galifianakis or Silverman's on there, and it's like, no, Tom Kenny's made the most money out of all of them.
Yep. By the way,
SpongeBob, right?
Happy birthday, Tom Kenny, today.
Wow.
56 years old for Tom Kenny. He is the voice of SpongeBob, and for you adults, if you haven't seen Mr. Show, check him out.
Mr. Show had so many talented people.
I was looking at his list today, though. He's on multiple cartoon stuff. That guy's fine.
That guy's been doing a lot of stuff. But I like what I like about the Mr. Show thing is his comedy isn't always up my alley, but they fit him in that role well. They mm-hmm. used him well.
He's a funny
kind
dude.
Kind of the crazy,
right.
maniacal. Blah,
blah. He's one of those guys that's funny before he does anything.
He can give a funny look without saying a word.
Yeah, Seinfeld said that to somebody on the Comedians in Cars the other day, and I thought that's a good way to say that.
Said you're funny without saying
you're
anything.
Funny before you do anything. I can't remember who he said it to.
Come off as a dig, but it's meant to be a compliment.
Right, it's just like you're just... it was Galifianakis he said it to, and I agree. Galifianakis just walks in a room and there's something funny about it to me.
Oh, he's the number one guy like that to you. To me, it's Bill Murray. He didn't have to say anything.
Bill Murray's one.
Yeah, I'd say Bill Murray. But you and I are big Bill Murray fans. Chad isn't. So.
And I love Bill Murray. How dare you? I don't like What About Bob. That doesn't mean I don't like Bill Murray. I love Bill Murray.
Those sentences don't go together.
Well, they do if you've carefully watched What About Bob.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you? I've watched that movie so many times. So many more times than you. If you like Bill Murray, you like What About Bob.
Ow. You know, if they'd have done it right and made it a drama, it would have
been
fine.
Back to your point, Wags. Murray would be on the list. John Candy was like that for me.
John Candy?
John Candy was just funny.
Chris Farley?
Chris Farley's
said,
that way.
You said something about Farley the other day. Same way.
I never thought Martin was that funny.
He kind of had sad eyes, I always thought.
Right. Yeah, I thought Martin was kind of funny in some of the movies. But I've gone back and looked at his stand-up. It's not on my alley.
I like Steve Martin, but I wouldn't call him one of those guys. Not before he moves. Not before he's got to do something to get me. One you always mentioned.
Do you like when he puts that arrow on his head and does that bit?
In its time, yes.
Okay.
Dirty Rotten. You guys seen Dirty Rotten?
Yeah, I've seen Dirty
Rotten. Dirty Rotten's great. See, the thing I don't think you give Steve credit for is he realized what you didn't like about it and stopped.
Yeah, I know. You're right about that.
That's the key on Steve Martin.
And he did. And he continued to go, but I also don't... The fact that he won't go do stand-up now because he's scared if he's not funny?
Well, I mean...
Come on, man.
The Netflix special with Martin Short's not bad, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay. No, I mean, Martin's doing some funny stuff. That was a good line in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels when they're playing that game with the chick. And Martin's acting a little dumber than he is. Maybe excused to use the restroom.
Yeah.
Sure. Just sits there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don Knotts. You've always mentioned that guy. John Knotts.
Don Knotts is funny.
He was funny without moving.
Funny without moving.
You couldn't do it. He just walked in the room, and there's something funny about Don Knotts.
Damon Wayans was like that for me on Mo Money. Now, he was funny, too, and the characters were funny, but sometimes he could just give a look, and I just start laughing.
It's a wacky topic. I like that one. People who are funny without having to do anything.
Remember the homeless guy he played?
Yes.
The Antoine Jackson?
Where he carried the bottle?
The pickle jar? Oh, my God, dude. There's some funny stuff.
Oh, my God. You know I'm not always the fan of certain bodily humor, but him...
That character, though,
doing
was...
Doing the digging in the nose.
Yeah, it was too much,
thing.
But it was funny. You're right.
Oh, my God. All right, big three coming up.
I remember my dad coming down one time, and I'm watching that.
Oh, Lord.
And he sees the pickle jar, and he goes, "What the hell are you watching?" I go, "In Living Color. It's sketch comedy. It's funny. It's on this new station, Fox." And he saw the pickle jar, and he goes, "Oh, God." And then but then he started laughing. I was like, "Yeah, you can, oh, God, all you want, but guys think that's funny."
They're pickling stuff. It's a street food show. It's a food truck.
This is before the food revolution.
Yeah, that's true. It didn't happen. All right, big three coming up, and one and done. Don't move. It's the Horn. You can tell me all about this one. I mean, come on.
Bobby Brown.
Right in your wheelhouse.
That's my prerogative.
This is, it didn't get any more Bobby Brown than this, did it?
No, this is a good song, too.
This is it.
Right?
This is another good topic for, like, the music world. The moment, the peak moment. This would be your peak moment of
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown,
what
right?
Was another, that was my favorite. What was another big Bobby Brown at the time?
Because at that point, the next thing coming was maybe the Ghostbusters song or something else.
Yee. I think that was it. That's
might have
Apex.
Been the peak.
That's
if,
Apex.
If you saw him tour when that song was it, I think you saw the peak.
Yeah. And if you've seen Bobby, I saw him on, he was on one of Action Shows. What was the 30
yes.
minute show? Remember that?
The Untitled Action Bronson Show.
Yeah, that which is a crazy show, and he fit that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad he's doing okay, but I just thought, man, this would be a really good ad for kids in crack to keep them off of it.
Right. Yeah, Bobby Brown's a great example.
There's just something not there.
Go watch what it does, what it's done to him.
Right.
And what it's done to his jaws, his teeth.
It's more that.
His mouth,
exactly. Exactly.
The way he talks. It does. I don't know what that is. If that's just, and is that, is it crack? Is it PCP? Is it,
I don't know.
What exactly was their drug, right? But something. Crystal meth. I don't know if it's that. Whatever it is.
Was he on crystal meth?
I don't know if it was. I think that, I don't know. I don't know if that's part of it. I want to say I heard maybe that he and Whitney got into that at one point.
Yeesh.
I have recorded that Whitney documentary,
I was going to ask you if you have.
Haven't seen it yet, but I've recorded that one. That one looks really interesting. All right, let's get you a quick big three here in the 6 o'clock hour.
The big three.
Kevin Anderson advances at Wimbledon, and he's waiting on his opponent, but he'll have to wait till tomorrow. Nadal and Djokovic ran right into a weird Wimbledon curfew. I'm not making that one up. Since the first match went to 26-24 in the fifth, they had to get on late, and they didn't get to finish. So they'll finish tomorrow before the women's final. Serena and Angelique Kerber scheduled at 8 o'clock. But now, 7 o'clock our time, is this men's match. The women aren't playing at 8. I'll tell you all that right now. Because that's 2-1. There's no way Djokovic and Nadal play a set in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
In under an hour to where Serena's actually out there playing at 8. I don't think that'll happen.
So this did mess it up then.
Yeah. It screwed with things a little bit. So that was Wimbledon today. We've talked about Big 12 Media Days on Monday. Texas will go on Tuesday, second up. 10:40 for Tom Herman. The first day he'll start with TCU and end with Oklahoma. Texas is second on Tuesday. And tonight in the bigs, Detroit at Houston with Keuchel on the hill for Houston. Texas at Baltimore. Combined 60.5 games out of first place. The Clash of the Titans, Cole Hamels and Alex Cobb going to show everybody how they play baseball at the bottom of divisions in the American
League. I'm glad I have Trumbo going. Against that lefty. Come on, Cole.
Yeah.
Feel your age tonight. Leave a couple out of the plate so Trumbo can he's been bashing the ball lately. But he's part of that. They really should come in and play a series at Craig Field. I think they should. The Orioles.
See what happens.
They just look like a beer league softball team.
And they play like it a lot.
And a
of
good
the time.
One. Knee braces.
They are way out. When I looked that number up, I'm like, I know the Rangers are out. Way out.
But yeah.
39.5 out of first.
You're right. I was about to say they've got a tougher division, but they do with one more team.
And that's just it, though. I mean, it is the East.
They do. You got to play 19 against the Yankees and 19 against the Red Sox.
Oh, I get that. I get that. But I'm talking about, in terms of number of games, you get more number of games, which I was going to get to, which is tougher. But the Rangers are, they've got the Astros in that division. So in terms of total wins, that's pretty damn close, isn't
right.
it?
Right, true. But we don't have Astros.
Look at you East Coast homer.
But we don't have Astros and Red Sox.
No, you don't get the total number of games with that, which
right.
is good.
That's where, it's a
loser. But you have to play the Astros and Mariners a lot.
Yeah, you do.
And y'all suck, so.
That's true. 19 against Seattle is,
That's not fun. Hey, I'd rather take that, though, than having to go to Fenway and Yankee Stadium, especially that bandbox at Yankee Stadium.
But the one good thing about this weekend, it does give Texas Ranger fans like me an opportunity to walk up to people like Wags and say, we're only 21 games out of first place.
Yeah.
And he has to nod and go, yeah, I remember that day.
I got to get to that park.
I mean,
right, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that
day. This is like the only team you could play, right?
Exactly.
It's like, geez.
I got to get to that park.
Camden?
But, yeah, the brick wall and all that. And is that cleaned up around that city at all? I know Baltimore's had a lot of problems, man.
It's better now. I mean, if you're referring to back with the riots we're having a couple of years ago or whatever, it's
talking
it's
about the
up.
Drugs, and crack,
and
all
that
stuff.
Police that city. They always police that part of the area well, like picking up the trash and everything
gotcha.
Else.
But are there bars to go around?
When they were redoing the modern day era, I mean, this is the standard.
Yeah, okay. that was one of those big ballparks.
I mean, this is great, and it's
get your headphones on, Wags.
Big ass warehouse in the back, basically that. You know, Babe Ruth was born in, so to speak. And other than that, man, my God.
Wait.
We're talking about.
Put on headphones a second. What?
Like, I just throws that out. What
did
the hell
you just
talking?
Say?
Babe Ruth was
like,
born?
No. That was always the rumor growing. Yeah, hey, you hear Babe Ruth was born there? You know, that we would just always throw that out there at the ballpark. It's just here. It's folklore.
I gotcha.
Well, y'all drank a lot at the game.
No,
we have to. You see
that's true.
What goes on there? We have to, man. You got to. Some type of entertainment, man.
What was the last Orioles team that you felt really good about?
2 years ago.
Okay.
I feel my love is there for every club. Every year, you know, the club puts out a roster. It's the heart's always there. But, I mean, I felt really solid about winning 2 years ago going into the wild card. I mean, I know it's a play-in game, but it's still postseason. It's such a
I get you. I get you. Look, if you're getting there.
You can always tell when certain fans are talking, when they talk about their team, like it's a dying relative.
Yeah.
I'm with them every year.
Yeah.
It's sombers, and then the tone gets slower.
I'm with them every time.
I pet her to sleep.
It's the way Kevin talked about the Cubs.
That's how I talk about my Cubs.
Before a couple years ago.
I'd pet her to sleep before I would pet myself to sleep.
Yeah, right.
You'd slowly just fall asleep in the hospital bed.
Oh, and I said it to you the other night. I was like, man, it's brutal. I just breaks my heart to watch this club. I can't even do it.
Right.
It is, you know, to get slaughtered, you know, 9-0, that's one thing. But, I mean, to get it ripped from you and you know, after seven, when you used to be so dominant after the seventh inning, you used to actually be able to put games away and finish.
I know. I know. You're going to get that sinker back. Well, yeah, I completely understand how you feel. Actually, one of the many good things about fantasy is I had the package last year and watched tons of baseball, but I was just watching winning teams. I've realized now that I watch a lot more teams because, like, I wouldn't watch the Orioles Rangers. I'm sorry. Traditionally, I wouldn't right now
dare
with those two teams. But I will because some personnel.
Well, good for
but
you.
But I think that's
I'm so happy for
so
you.
I'm going to enjoy the series this weekend.
Well, awesome.
That's what spurred me wanting to be, you know, in the fantasy realm so much is, you know, misery loves company.
Because your team was so bad.
Awful.
Yeah.
I got to make up a team that's better than this.
Yeah.
Dadgummit.
Where the hell was this for me in the 80s and 90s?
We got one and done coming up for you. First, let me tell you about Harry's Razors for a limited time. We'll get new customers started with, how about $3 plus free shipping. You need a great blade to get a great shave. They've got that great blade factory in Germany that they bought that has been making great blades for like 100 years. So you can get replacement cartridges for like $2 each, less than half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. And remember, don't confuse Harry's with other online brands that force you to subscribe. No subscription required. They let you refill, resupply however you want. Do you want to do auto refills? You can do it, but you can also buy one off and do it a la carte. So for a limited time, let's get you started with a special offer just for listeners of the show. $5 off the shave set with the code CHAD8. So you'll get the 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code CHADH at Harry's.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to Harry's.com today. Use that code CHADH at checkout to claim your offer. That is Harry's.com. All right. Chad and Kevin with you on this Friday the 13th. Kevin just walked out because he thought we were headed to a break. I was actually about to throw to one and done, so we'll do that here in a second. One and done coming right up for you on this Friday, and I hope you're having a good Friday the 13th. We'll get you a Rangers update since they have started that game with the Orioles. But right now, let's get you your second one and done of the show. One and done time, kids.
I don't like one and done. I've said it. I think there's a couple of things people may not understand.
I don't think it's an indictment on one and done.
He got you. He got you. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
One and done.
One and done, baby.
Oh, wow. Don't make fun of the Orioles.
I've already made more contact than they have all year. And I got wood. Look at that.
That's terrible. There we go.
It's one and done with Bob and Son. It's one and done with Bob and Ken. There it is. It's one and done with Bob and Son. Kevin Doone.
Even old Cal Ripken calls him Cabin Doone. It's brought to you by Texas Card House, Austin's premier poker club, featuring tournaments and cash games 7 days a week starting at noon. Now with Rudy's catered in on Saturday nights, go to TexasCardHouse.com. Here's Kevin Dunn.
You think Wags would like me as much? I'm assuming that's an assumption that he likes me right now.
I'm about to say the answer is no, no matter where,
right.
No matter where you're going.
If you give him $1 million, maybe. if you found out my true feelings on Cal Ripken.
No.
No.
No, no. I think you should keep those to yourself.
Oh, really? I got to hear yours, too. Okay.
Keep those to yourself. Well, okay. Whoa, interesting. Maybe okay. We should have a Cal Ripken.
Maybe we should.
Feelings.
Maybe we.
Festival.
Overrated? Oh, off air. Okay.
Off air. Oh, look at this.
Costner story. That
off
whole thing,
air.
How
okay.
That, how
right,
that streak
look at
continued.
He put a hand on his hip for that one.
Man.
He might be closer to you than you think.
But I'm okay with Cal. I just think he was overrated.
How dare you?
I know.
How dare
I mean,
you?
I was a little selfish. Didn't necessarily always help the team.
Oh, just tell people about sports or something.
All right,
don't
rip
on Cal Ripken.
I mean, what are you doing here?
What are you doing?
Let me tell you about why I like Pete Rose. No. So as I'm looking at all this All-Star stuff, and Charlie Morton got in, Blake Snell got in, I wasn't too worried, but when someone deserves it, you guys, if you listen to the show, you know I'm all about meritocracy. I don't care religion, sexuality, color, gender, any of that stuff, who's the best at what they do, and they should get the job. That's the way it works. Life would be a hell of a lot easier if we could take out some of the other crap. But the good thing about the All-Star game now, Chad, is that I didn't really have to freak out during this whole time because they've changed that, and they've taken out that moment where you go, oh, my God, wait a minute, because they're about to tell me, and this one counts. It doesn't count this year. I heard Joe Buck kind of mocking that the other day, and that's a good thing. This All-Star game is not about trying to make it count a little more. If you want to go watch Home Run Derby or watch some fun, you know, the top All-Stars hit or pitch or play, then you can do it and not feel like as you're watching it, well, that's good. I hope that my Cubbies, you know, my Cubbies are going to get screwed out of home field advantage or whatever that works. There's no reason to have that much on the line for that game. And as I've been enjoying some of the All-Star stuff, getting ready for it, I have realized that it's lowered my blood pressure because of that.
I am happy as a sports fan because college football has a playoff system. But I think I'm more happy about what you just said. The fact that
it's just ridiculous,
we don't
man.
Have to worry about that anymore. I mean, it really was. For years, though.
You had to worry about it.
Yeah, I did. No, when your Cubs went, there was a year where it actually did help you out. You didn't have home field. But
it did.
My Rangers ultimately got screwed by it.
Yes, they did.
Because Nelson Cruz should have been going back for that fly at home, not on the road.
The place that he's that right field that is like home to him.
The place that he's been for 81 games and plus the playoffs and all. Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, I did. I kind of
he's still Cadillac'd it. We're not taking that away.
Right.
But
your Cubs overcame that rule, even though with that situation it was so goofy.
And I think it helped because there's so much pressure at Wrigley, the tension that I was glad they were away.
Yeah, and that ended up being there. But that it goes right back to the meritocracy thing, right? If you're better and you got more wins, that's what should matter, and that's it. Yeah, it was dumb when they changed it. It was one of the weirdest things in sports. And now, like for years and years and years, that was the two things. The way when the BCS was running college football and that system was so bizarre to me, and that those two, and now that they're changed, like I don't have as many big, like, oh my God, this is what I would change in sports. I've got them. Don't get me wrong. It's me and my OCD self.
But not the alarm that you had.
But oh God.
And you would alarm on that. And I wouldn't call you an alarmist at the time because I thought that, no, this is pretty serious. This is a 911 call.
Yeah.
We're altering the sport by this.
Right. Every year we'd get to about this time, and one of us would look at each other, and it's like, wait, it does what?
I know.
You're reminding yourself of, it's going to, I like that we'll be able to laugh telling nieces and nephews and kids and grandsons and granddaughters about this for years. Okay, get this.
Yeah.
For a few years, baseball was so dumb and analog and so Bud Selig that they let the All-Star game determine who got home field in the World Series. No, they didn't, Grandpa.
Yeah, they did.
Stop.
You're lying.
Stop peeing on yourself. We're going to take you to the home now.
Right.
Like, they're going to make fun of us when we tell them.
Is this when y'all did that whole slavery thing, too? Like, whatever the hell was going on back then, you nuts. It was sick.
It was a little after that, kid.
Think about that, though. You got the Red Sox, 66 wins. Houston was 62. Yankees was 61. And the best one in the National League is Milwaukee with 55. The American League champion probably should get home field this year.
You're right. All right, one last thing coming up before we are done on a Friday. This is The Horn.
One last thing.
Pittman! I tell you what, Chad.
Yes, sir?
There was someone who I knew who had Zach Godley as one of his aces, I'd be looking for pitching this weekend.
What a great name, Zach Godley. Is he any good?
Be looking for pitching. No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
Dog crap's already given up a run to the Braves. Two on, first inning. This could be gas on the fire. Wags, give me a call.
Figure it out. All right. So tomorrow, I am taking the baseball glove and headed to the Astros-Tigers game.
And Monkey's excited?
She's very excited. She'll be wearing her Altuve jersey.
Okay.
So I'm going to make her watch Altuve the whole game. She loves him to
death. She plays second, too.
She likes to play second base, so I'm going to tell her, watch him. This guy's one of the best, so watch him play.
Watch out. Watch all the communication, the leadership he's going to show, whether it's verbal or not. Watch him hustling on and off the field. The guy's a true leader. But there's little things like that I think you just think, oh, he's a superstar. No, the guy does all the little things right, too.
Yeah, a couple years ago, I saw Rangers Astros there and came away from it, and that's all I could talk about was him.
Yeah.
God, he's worth the price of admission, a guy you got to pay to see. He's so much fun to see live.
And just that whole lineup she's going to like, too. Correa's not back yet. That's going to be after the All-Star game.
Plus, we get to see Garrett Cole pitch.
Oh, God,
I'm guaranteed, what, 10 strikeouts? 11,
yes.
15, whatever it is?
Too bad Doc's not going. He'd find some way to get the RPMs off.
Oh, yeah. We could spin rate that whole thing out.
But his fastball's been great, so you guys have fun. That's going to be a ball.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be nice and cool since it's in the roof. I got to admit, as a Rangers fan, it's going to be nice to have a roof coming up.
But when you walk in there, just think of that. Think,
right.
Wow, my dad and I can go to more than... You guys go to, what, maybe one game a year?
Oh, no. My dad and I haven't been to a Rangers game in at least 8 years, probably.
Oh, my God. Would y'all go to at least one during the summer?
Yeah.
If there was a roof.
Probably. Because he's up into his 70s now, and I'm 43.
Dude,
and we'd rather sit in the air conditioning and drink beer than go to a game.
My uncle missed Beltre's 3,000th hit because of that.
Oh, I know you told me that. That's crazy. Yeah, we'd rather sit and drink beer and watch it on TV right now.
Right.
Because it's cooler.
Preaching to the choir. You guys have fun. Be safe, okay?
We will do it. We will definitely do it. And Monday, it is Big 12 Media Day time. So stick with us all through the day like you do normally. We appreciate that. Bucky and Aaron, 6 a.m., they'll be in Frisco. Craig Way's in Frisco. Trey and BK are going to be in Frisco. All the interviews, all the stuff you want. TCU, Kansas, Texas Tech, Iowa State, and Oklahoma.
Boo.
On Monday, Tuesday, you got West Virginia, then Texas, 10:40 for Tom Herman's press conference, then Baylor, then Kansas State. Then we all get to see what Mike Gundy's mullet is looking like on Tuesday. So everybody have a great weekend.
Indians up on the Yankees 4-0 right now. That was a fun game to watch last night.
I didn't give the Rangers score. Do you see a Rangers score?
It is scoreless in the top of the fourth.
Damn right it is. Two best teams in baseball.
Good thing I called that offensive shootout.
Absolutely. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. Be sure to enjoy our weekend shows as well. Keep it here on the Horn all weekend long. It is going to be hot, so try to stay cool and keep away from the ladders and the broken glass on this Friday the 13th. Shout out to Jason Voorhees and Crystal Lake. See ya!
Nah, get Chuck and Joaquin.